This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's NFL Draft Week. John, this rumor, just a rumor, something to discuss. Albert Breer talking about the possibility that J-Mo could be traded. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's interesting that we haven't heard. I think the deadline is, what, May 1st for picking up the fifth-year option. We heard from Brad Holmes that more than likely they're going to pick up that fifth-year option, but it hasn't been done yet. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do it until the end of the month. But since it hasn't been done, there's going to be speculation as to what are they waiting for.
That's what Breer says. If you're on the fence about exercising the option, you're less likely to give that blockbuster extension. You have to consider moving guys. And he cites Kayvon Thibodeau and Jameson Williams as guys that, quote, make you wonder. John, does it make sense to trade J-Mo?
Well, it doesn't feel like it. If this is the year, or even next year, that you want to go for it, he proved that when available. Now the question is, do you have questions about him being available? When available, he's a game changer. We've seen him be, you know, bust games open with 80-yard touchdown receptions. We've seen it with reverses. We've seen him add another dimension to this offense. And the fact that Jared Goff can reach that far out. Like, that was the question. Would his skill set be underutilized because Jared Goff couldn't make that throw? That's not the case. He unlocks a large part of this offense. It only makes sense, first of all, if you do it before the draft, and then you go out there and you get a playmaker. You get a guy that you think is going to be available at 28 who has the speed to add that same element to this offense.
Would you do it before the draft or you do it after the draft so that you know you got that guy? Because otherwise you could get lost.
Well, sure. But yeah. You're gonna get more value before the draft. I would think you'd get more value for J-Mo before the draft than after the draft. You get him, you trade him after the draft. Now you're looking at your pool to trade is less because some people have addressed and maybe there's a smaller group that still wants that speedy receiver. They weren't able to address it in the draft, so you could still trade him after the draft. It doesn't mean you can't. I just think you get better value before.
We don't think he's getting a long-term extension. So then the question is, when do you trade him? Because you want to get something for him. And to me, it's a year away. The only way I would feel comfortable trading Jameson Williams would be if they love the rookie receiver that they would be replacing him with. And I mean absolutely love, because it's still an unknown. It's plugging a rookie into a team trying to win a Super Bowl. But if they are infatuated with a receiver and they think he's as good or better than J-Mo out of the box year one, okay, that's part one. And part two, you better be getting a haul for J-Mo. Like, I don't get flipping him for a third. You get a third comp pick when he walks. So if I'm not getting a first or a second or an impact player, I'm keeping J-Mo.
Right. Yeah. You want to, the minimum is a third round pick, and you use that in negotiations. Hey, if we keep him and we pay him, which we can for the next 2 years, if you want him, then the beginning asking price is a second.
Because to me, you're chasing the Super Bowl. Your window to win, whether you believe in windows or not, is right now. If I'm giving up J-Mo, I can't lose the production.
No, but if you give him up, then you're looking at, and if it goes true to what we think, maybe you're going to add a receiver in that first round, and then you could still get edge and O-lineman in the second round.
Sure.
So you add three players.
Great.
And
all cost controlled.
Cost control, because now you're going to have that next receiver for theoretically 5 years.
But you got to love the receiver, because I don't want to take a step back at that position to prioritize the cap sheet in 26 and 27.
It also goes to, and I don't think there's been any question about his commitment, J-Mo's commitment to the team. It sounds like he works hard. It sounds like he practices hard. It sounds like he does everything they ask. But is there still this question mark? Is he going to do something outside the facility? Is he going to do something outside of the realm of football that will prevent him from being a part of this team for any length of a situation or any length of time, whether it's 2 games, 4 games, I mean, what have you?
Yeah, I mean, if that's a real fear that they have, I mean, it factors into not wanting to give a guy a multi-year extension. I've always viewed it, though, that he would play out his rookie deal.
That's the most likely scenario.
And then you would have the fifth year option to where you can dangle that in a trade, or you let him walk and get a comp pick, but you put the best roster on the field in 2025 to win a Super Bowl while you still have all these guys under one roof. Because we know you can't keep everybody forever. So Brad Holmes doesn't like windows because he believes he can extend this with savvy drafting and contracts. And I understand that. But the group of guys in that locker room have an expiration date. You can't keep everybody. So while they're all here for 2025, I want to put the best roster on the field in 2025. And trading J-Mo away right now doesn't give me a better roster unless I'm drafting a receiver as good as J-Mo right now and getting a haul so I can still address the other needs.
Yeah, and basically you're drafting a wide receiver too.
Yeah.
Can you get somebody that can go in there day one, start, and be a 1,000-yard receiver?
And if the answer is yes, then you become open to that possibility.
And what do you get in return? How can you add to the team, fill some needs, and address more of them? Because once you're done with those first three rounds, you're not picking again until round five.
Like a team that needs a receiver, how desperate would they get? Because if you trade for J-Mo right now, you get a cheap year four, relatively flexible year five option, and then the extension kicks in. So you'd have two relatively affordable years, and then if you feel comfortable extending him, for a team that doesn't have a wide receiver one, is there a chance you could get a decent haul for him? That's what I'd be listening for, and if I don't get it, I'm hanging up the phone and he's my wide receiver two next season and we're going to the Super Bowl.
The other one, now this is 100% speculation. The other reason that you would entertain a trade is, have you had conversations, or has J-Mo's, you know, advisors had conversations with Brad Holmes about, well, we don't want to go into year five without a long-term deal? If that's the case, now all of a sudden it complicates things, because you can say, well, we're not doing a long-term deal and we're going to pick up that fifth year option. He's going to get guaranteed for that 15, you know, plus million dollars, but that's it. And did they say, well, when that time comes, we will hold out. We will force your hand into doing something. So that's just another layer that those conversations are going on behind the scenes. We don't know. I don't know. I'm not predicting that those have happened, but that is
the business of the NFL. Yeah.
Well, and it's something that Brad Holmes has to think about.
You have to consider it.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So we'll get some ticket texts and some phone calls on this. 248-539-9797. Get people's reaction on the possibility of trading Jameson Williams. He does have some updates on his Instagram story. The first one says, loyalty before and everything. Before any and everything. So he's talking maybe some coded messages here about the rumors.
I don't know how much to read into it, but
yeah. I mean, I saw people posting that.
He hasn't wiped his social media, so he's not going that route.
No, he's not. 248-539-9797. JMO on the move would be odd this offseason. He's relatively cheap, 2 years of team control, different type of receiver than we have on the roster. Let him play this year, increase his value, don't be a knucklehead, and then trade him before the fifth-year option would kick in, draft a burner this year. Like more of a developmental guy this year, who would then be ready to take over.
Right.
In 2026. Why would you trade JMO then draft someone and hope he's like him? He's already proven. Yeah, it's why it's odd
right.
to do that right now. I feel like we could rob the Cowboys with JMO and then take Savion Williams in the second round. Big TCU receiver. Look, the Cowboys are a total wild card. They always do dumb stuff. But what does robbing them mean? Am I getting a first?
Who's expected to do something dumber, though? Would it be the Raiders?
Oh, yeah.
Because they are... an organization.
If Al Davis was still there, then you go, hey, speed receiver. Yeah. We'll take your next 5 first-round picks.
But first-year GM, new regime, got to let it, see what they do for themselves.
JMO is part of a package for Hendrickson, or moving up to get Mason Graham makes sense and makes the strength of the team the defense. The Bengals aren't going to trade for JMO when they have T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
No, the Bengals aren't going to do it. No.
No, but he says in a Hendrickson trade. So that doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, trade up to move. This guy says, what's his value? Is he worth a top 10 pick? I'd do it. Yeah, if you get a top 10 pick for him, then it's a different conversation.
Okay, but look at what active players have drawn in trades. The reason we say it's a minimum of a third is because if he walks after that fifth year, you get a third round compensation.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. So we've got some thoughts on JMO. It's certainly in the news leading into the draft and the possibility. Maybe it's smokescreen. I certainly don't think it makes sense to trade him right now. It's 97.1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.